BBC Radio Australia.
Well, Sam, today Embarrava, opposite of Wattimilukim yesterday, full place is quiet, at the road empty, very little traffic movement lo today because campaign blackout him go on this time. The other thing too, big Falarena start lo morning, kasem this time him go ahead. So it's a wet day lo here, plus the campaign blackout, plus this fella liquor ban. So everything quiet, maybe 12 hours left before we go into election law across the country. But some Mikambas Wolf, some of the people still try for jump on ships for go custom home blotter for custom void blotter. But time has started to run out, so people are starting to get ready for tomorrow. So far, Electoral Commission have go ahead tell them the people for go out early and vote, custom vote block at a quick time, avoid them with the big crowds or groups of people moving towards the polling station. So according to Electoral Commission, everything is set for tomorrow for this fella combined election between national and provincial MPs. So far, everything looks like it's on track for tomorrow.
Before you may talk more about how, you know, preparation for election tomorrow, let me go ahead. Let me just go back more along all of the excitement where let me go ahead around, you know, not only Honiara, but other places. Let me, like, before let me know something else, Miaba.
No, ma, this one, first time me look him, this fella parade and excitement when I'm custom level when we look him yesterday lo here lo inside lo Point Cruz along Mendana Avenue go no any traffic move around for several hours because every campaign trucks and what the different groups that we had move around showing it's like for Minister Sean Power Block at that and try for encouraging the last people where to make him up mind block at that for vote. Definitely Embarrava something different, more organized. Staka people inside colors and t-shirts and banners and posters and so him knew something where party him organizing with a kind big event or some with the rallies and where you may look him go ahead across this yesterday.
Okay. What's way alongside long security? One fella house in Bone somewhere lo Honiara or what say it's something related to elections or how?
Lo that's for the house in Bone on top lo behind lo city center. What the final reports not come in yet, so me know taken what not the police and tell them in regards to that fella incident there. But alongside the security police were on the streets yesterday, stuck and be looking along the road, and even this morning we're looking at the police move around lo Honiara, and including other overseas military and other different contingent were here this time lo Honiara and across lo different places lo country.
Now, Evan, you've been story with them, chief electoral officer, yeah? Jasper Anisi. What now him say?
Well, Mr. Anisi, I'm confident that everything by him on track for polling day tomorrow. Him set the ballot boxes here. They've been casting with the remote polling stations. And every arrangement him in place for polling stations open at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Him say help block at Australia, New Zealand, and others. Now, important where they've been able for doing the logistics, where they've been able for moving with the assets block around the country. Cyber security, him say police look after at cyber security, and I'm too confident about this one where everything him on track for tomorrow.
Okay, by you me hear him a little bit. Talk belong just by Anisi lo here.
We are prepared to go to polls on the 17th of April. In terms of logistical arrangement, everything is in place, and I would like to thank the partners, especially through Australian government and New Zealand government, for supporting us in terms of for the logistic of deploying all election materials to the provinces. Like here in Solomon Islands, one of the biggest challenges is the geographical location of the islands, they're so scattered, and logistic is a challenge for us.
So, Evan, you story too with them all get along, Chamber of Commerce and Industry. When are you story with them and what now could say?
Yes, so me story with them chair below Solomon Islands Chamber and Commerce, namely him Naomi Kalwai, and him raising this fellow point about while the businesses of Okata go ahead for support them national election, or to find them a little bit problem because staka waka man botala here lohania or to start for travel out to Golo province for vote. So staka business operate with them skeleton staff no more. So while this one him in the interest of the nation, him affect him with the businesses. And him like for the government consider them out of constituency voting and other ways for try for deal with them this fella problem where you get him every 4 years where people need for move out lo Honera and go and vote and then maybe not a week for travel come back more. And Sam, not a concern below chair below Chamber of Commerce, not time where you may get this fellow election below Prime Minister, where him take place a couple of weeks after every vote you're about to count him. This was an issue around where the different groups or the lobby for next Prime Minister, and then sometimes you may get this situation where public not happy and rioting and other criminal activity not take place. Chair Blood Chamber him point out that the business community that what usually at the target of what any disgruntled people or this for the situation. You may hear him what him tell him.
We're very watchful during this time of elections, especially based on past experiences. The concern will be security, especially during the formation of the government. The business community also supports free and clean elections by enabling their employees to practice their democratic rights to vote, whether in Honiara or the provinces. And we're also always very optimistic as we are looking forward to the first 100 days of the government, where we will see what the government's priorities or policies will be in terms of the business houses.